Unit 28, page 437. Read.
The tip. Who, when, and how much? In China, it used to be illegal. In New Zealand, it's uncommon. In Germany, it's included in the restaurant bill. In the United States and Canada, it's common, but it isn't logical. You tip the person who delivers flowers, but not the person who delivers a package. Do you often wonder what to do about tipping? We do. So to help us through the tipping maze, we interviewed author Irene Frankel. Her book, Tips on Tipping, The Ultimate Guide to Who, When, and How Much to Tip, answers all your questions about this complicated practice. Tell me why you decided to write a book about tipping.
I began writing it for people from cultures where tipping isn't a custom. But when I started researching, I found that Americans were also unsure how to tip. So Tips became a book to clarify tipping practices for people traveling to the United States and for people living here.
Does your book explain who to tip?
Oh, absolutely. It tells you who to tip, how much to tip, and when to tip. And equally important, it tells you when not to tip.
That is important. Suppose I don't know whether to tip someone, and I left your book at home. Is it okay to ask?
Sure. If you don't know whether to leave a tip, the best thing to do is ask. People usually won't tell you what to do, but they will tell you what most customers do.
I always wonder what to do when I get bad service. Should I still tip?
Don't tip the ordinary amount, but tip something so that the service person doesn't think that you just forgot to leave a tip.
That makes sense. Here's another thing I've always wondered about. Is there any reason why we tip a restaurant server, but we don't a flight attendant?
Not that I know. The rules for tipping in the United States aren't very logical, and there are often contradictions in who we tip.
Another thing, I've never really understood why a restaurant tip depends on the amount of the bill rather than on the amount of work involved in serving the meal. After all, bringing out a $20 dish of food involves the same amount of work as carrying out a $5 plate.
You're right. It makes no sense. That's just the way it is.
One last question. Suppose I'm planning a trip to Egypt. Tell me how I can learn about tipping customs in that country.
There are a number of internet sites where you can learn what the rules are for tipping in each country. The World Travel site is always reliable. You can also find that information in travel books for the country you're planning to visit.
Well, thanks for all the good tips. I know our readers will find them very helpful. I certainly did.
Thank you.